There are few entry barriers to tea. It does not demand heavy infrastructure. But the complaint from smallholders selling green leaf to large-scale tea producers operating multiple factories is that farm gate prices are not commensurate with costs. There's quite work underway in India, yielding encouraging results that lower the cost of tea production, improve quality, and ease the shortage of labor. At the same time, the economics of the tea trade is shifting from oversupply to scarcity. Abhijit Hazarika, former head of process innovation at Tata Global Beverages, who's been working on frugal innovations in tea, observed that tea is not a very high profit-yielding commodity and will not be so in the foreseeable future until some tech breakthrough happens. Frugal innovations described in this series, combined with higher prices, may herald that breakthrough. Abhijit talks about technology in terms of frugal innovation. Over two parts, we look at what frugal innovation is and what it looks like in its implementation across the tea supply chain. So what does frugal innovation translate to? Abhijit's checklist looks like this. 1. Low capital expenditure, because the industry won't be able to bear a high expense. 2. Low complexity, taking into the view that skill levels on the high estate are not very high and people are not very conversant with technology. 3. Low upkeep cost, because tea estates have limited infrastructure and if an innovation needs high maintenance, it will have a short shelf life. 4. High on safety, because this is non-negotiable. 5. High on reliability, because, well, the whole idea of innovation is to improve efficiencies. And lastly, impact, because the scale of impact must justify innovation adoption. The ideas he shares are not limited to large estates, but have taken cognizance of the small growers. Frugal innovation also correlates with low risk, which makes it an attractive proposition. And yet, there have been few takers for it. So in part one, we look at how it can impact purchase of leaf and sale of tea. Saurav Barlia is third generation in his family's tea business. The LR Group has been involved in all aspects of tea, from gardens and factories to broking, packing and exports. His company produces over 20 million kilos annually, supplying to buyers, including the top three in India. Saurav decided to pilot some of Abhijit's projects in frugal innovation. Now, the group procures about 500 kilos of tea every day from small growers. This process involves calling every small grower each morning for an estimate of the tea they expect to pluck. The small growers who sell their leaves won't know the price they'll be paid for it until the next day. They will also not receive any feedback on the quality of their leaves. So Saurav's piloted an app that his growers can connect to, and with this, the call every morning is made redundant. The growers log into the app to understand the market requirements in the morning and offer the estimated quantity of leaves into the app. What's more, because they have an insight into the market requirements, they're able to set their own prices. Saurav's factory can accept the price or negotiate before they buy the leaf. Once the transaction is confirmed, the grower gets a message with weight of green leaf to be supplied and the price they'll be paid for it. A 3-month pilot has shown positive response and few of the growers are very happy with it. However, Saurav admits that in the beginning, he met with resistance at both ends. Growers were resistant to the newfangled app that demanded their inputs and attention, and at the factory, Saurav's staff were convinced it wouldn't work and they preferred status quo. Patience, accompanied by training, addressed some of this resistance. And with each unit having 50 to 100 growers as partners, the app can potentially transform how transactions are conducted and to everyone's benefit, says Saurav. Another early adopter of tech is Shakib Ahmed, who runs Kolhapur Tea Estate in Assam. It's a 1,600-acre estate right next to the Kaziranga National Park, with 900 acres in the tea cultivation. The garden produces exceptional CTC tea. Shakib chose to partner with Abhijit because of a shared desire to integrate technology in tea farming. Listen to Shakib talk about why he partnered with Abhijit.
Technology, which has become much more affordable today than what it was 5-10 years ago, because processing power has made it affordable, devices are more affordable, the technology has become simpler. He was, you know, reminiscing how when he was working with Tata's, that the cost of data analytics was astronomical. But now with cloud computing and everything, it's become a lot more affordable for companies of our size to give it a shot. That was the first part. The second part was how he focused so much on frugal innovation. Things that are affordable for companies of our size to try, to tweak, and to learn. And one of the biggest benefits of working with Abhijit is that when we're doing 3-4 projects, two or three may not give the results that we want today. They may give it later or they may not work out. However, the side benefits of all the ideas and discussions, just the access to these bright minds like Abhijit, like the scientists, really opens up a lot of little innovations, which are very, very groundbreaking in the sense that it's really helped me improve quality in the last 1.5 years.
Shikib adopted a simple system of data analytics for tea from the tea auction system. There's a lot of data that comes from the Tea Board of India, but this is raw data. Shikib talks about the resistance to change even here when he says the Indian tea industry is where the steel industry was 30 to 40 years ago. Innovation was very, very slow and the industry was loath to move past its way of working. Now, his tea is sent to the auction every week. Data analytics has helped him understand how his tea is performing and also what quality the market was seeking. To jump the gun a bit, in using data analytics to offer tea that the market wants, Koliyabur and Dabba, both Shikib's estates, saw a jump of 15 to 25% in auction prices this year. From being the top 20 in the ranks, they're now in the top 10, which given that there are 800 gardens in Assam is no small feat. But Shikib's quick to add that it's not data alone that has contributed to this. And for innovation to truly work, it has to be leveraged across the value chain.
Stay tuned for part 2 next week when we learn how frugal innovation works in the field and in the factory.